sound waves in the air.
CKUT,
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
Feel the beat!
And we're back. Quick little disclaimer. We have all kind of love for CKUT, but it's important that we say that some of the ads or things that are played on CKUT are not necessarily the same. We don't actually support all the things that's being promoted on the advertising. Just letting you guys know, it's all love, and we know everybody's got to do what they got to do. But at the same time, the Freeman family and the Empower Hour, we are, here to just speak our truth. Okay, so with that, we are back.
Which may not be the views of CKUT.
Thank you. You see, and that's what I mean. It goes both ways. So they may not be the views of CKUT, but we love them and we thank you for giving us this platform. So now, like we were saying, we are back and let us talk about Kwanzaa. Huey, the floor is yours.
All right. So Kwanzaa was created in 1966 by Dr. Karenga. Yes. And is based on a harvest festival that originated in Africa. The observation represents family, culture, and heritage, and celebrate seven principles of Kwanzaa, which includes
Umoja,
which is
unity,
Kujichagulia,
which is self-determination,
Ujima,
which is collective work and responsibility,
Ujamaa,
which is cooperative economics,
Nia,
which is purpose, which is today, guys,
Kumba,
which represents creativity.
And Imani.
Which is faith, that Paolo was about to say.
Cool. And what does Kwanzaa mean?
It means first fruits.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now, and so everybody has their way of celebrating Kwanzaa. So Shai, can you share with our listeners how we celebrate Kwanzaa?
So as a family, we thought that we started celebrating Kwanzaa many years ago when the children were quite young, and we thought that the principles that surround Kwanzaa really reflected well with our way of life. Mm-hmm. And they are quite significant grounding principles that help to shape them as individuals. So what we do technically, so it starts on December 26th, mm-hmm. Boxing Day, mm-hmm. and we get together as a family, mm-hmm. and even now we're still getting together on Zoom, mm-hmm. mm-hmm. across nations, right? So we get together as a family and we do little activities which kind of instill the principle for that day. So we have a bunch of different things. We weave mats together to represent unity, strength in numbers. We do games, activities, a whole bunch of different things that really help the children to celebrate it. And then we discuss the principles. We talk about how they can move forward throughout the year, implementing the principles into their daily lives. And then we reflect on it as well, because we realize that over the years of studying and practicing, rather, this celebration of Kwanzaa, we realize that naturally we have all of these examples of where we would use Kujichagulia, which is self-determination, defining yourself for yourself and not letting other people paint an image of you that doesn't represent you. Mm-hmm. We celebrate purpose, we celebrate creativity, we celebrate unity as a family. So I think it's really beautiful. If you haven't heard about it before, if you haven't celebrated it before, it's regardless of your race, religion, anything, like you can celebrate Kwanzaa, because I believe that the principles really help to shape individuals and provide a better future for society.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Very, very, very well said. And for those who are tuning in and you are interested in taking part in Kwanzaa, get in contact with the OFC. We, thanks to a collaboration we have with some of our members in the United States, we've been taking part in a virtual Kwanzaa presentation every night. It is at, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's awesome. They do a presentation. We play a game and stuff with the children. It's really awesome to see. So if you're interested, get in contact with the OFC. You can either message or text us 514-651-4545, or just hit up or just send us a quick email. OFCWeCare@gmail.com, and we'll make sure to send you the link so you could take part. So that's really what it is. So now, so for the principle for today, which is Nia, which means
purpose.
So what we like to do is just a quick tune the tab. So like this is now we're sharing a little light in terms of what we do as a family. Like normally when we're doing our principles, we'll touch base and we'll say, okay, so today's principle is, for example, purpose. Now, how are we each going to display purpose in our lives? So now, and actually we won't go into a full tune the tab. So let's just say, for the children, how will you display purpose? How are you going to display purpose? Who's going to go first?
Me. Oh, okay. Oh, I think I said... Oh, me? Oh, okay. Purpose. So... okay, let's see. Let me think about it. Hold on a second. Sorry.
Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Too slow.
Go ahead.
Well, I was thinking about going on Kwanzaa. So we can celebrate. So when I was born, I didn't know what Kwanzaa is, but now I do.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives you a sense of purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Good job. Beautiful.
Nzinga, amazing. Huey, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Thank you, Nzinga. For me, when I think about purpose, I think about what pushes us to strive to be our best selves. So, like, for example, me, when I exercise and work out, Nia, per se, would be my ability to play basketball. And it really, it gives me, like, a push, like, every time. Like, let's say, like, it hurts, I'm like, okay, it's to help me get better at what I love to do. It helps me get better at my craft. And you know, give me like my purpose basically.
Yeah. Well said. Nice. Next, Adonijah.
If I'm gonna be honest, this is my first year actually celebrating Kwanzaa. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice to actually do it. Mm-hmm. But when I think of purpose, I feel like purpose is finding your place in the world. Mm-hmm. So how do I say this in words?
Yeah, that's actually really, huh?
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
But, well, I don't know. Like, I want to find my place in this world, and I feel like with my family around me, they'll help me find my purpose.
All right. That's a good goal. I like that. All right. Phenomenal.
Okay, so my purpose. Okay, so my purpose would be, like, to my purpose in life, I guess.
It doesn't have to be your purpose in life. It could be
what it means.
Yeah. What does it mean to you? What does it mean to live your life in purpose, or what represents purpose to you? Like, how does that reflect on your values, and what do you do in your life or in your daily life that helps you to connect with that principle?
So I say, like, what it means for me, to me.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
So, what purpose Nia means to me is, like, we all have a purpose in life. We all know that. It's just, I think, as I just said, we have to find it in all of us. And, our purpose... Man, this is kind of hard. In my head, I thought it was better.
You're doing good.
Okay. Purpose. I like... Jeez.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll give you a little bit to think.
Yeah, thank you.
Just to think about it. So when I think purpose, like how I will display purpose, right? Like, so manifesting I was about to say symbol, but the principle of Nia. How I'm going to manifest the principle of Nia is to move with intention, right? So not to be move with my intention. So not to be led or persuaded by anybody else or anything else. If something is not right within my spirit, I'm not going to go with it. I'm going to move with intention, and I'm going to move on purpose. I'm going to move with almost laser focus in terms of what I want to accomplish and what I get done. So that is how I am going to display purpose.
I like that.
Nice. Word
to the people.
Mm. All right. So now that I've had a lot of time to think, so purpose means like you're not just gonna okay. If you're feeling inside of you that you should do something that could help you in your future and like to fulfill yourself, to fulfill your purpose, instead of like doing whatever you want, eating bubble gum, whatever, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, you should go with your spirit because it's telling you that you're going to need to do this thing to fulfill yourself, to fulfill your purpose in the future. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah.
So you're gonna let your spirit lead you.
Yes.
Good. Yeah.
Okay. One of my favorite quotes by Dad here is, if the spirit wants you to go left and you keep going right, the spirit will have something break your leg so someone can carry you left.
Yes.
Because that's where you're supposed to be.
And
that's what purpose means.
Yes. That's it. With that, snap. So, people, so thank you for joining the Freeman family. This has been fun. Like friend was saying, don't be surprised when we drop the Freeman family reality show for you guys, so you guys can see a little bit of how things go down behind the scenes with us. So, with that, we'll break to another quick musical break, and then when we get back, we'll be jumping right into the interview with Marianne and Abdu from the Passerelle. And then after that, we'll be going into a DJ mix. So, and then we'll be talking to you guys again in 2022. But before we close off, I'd just like to give everybody an opportunity to say their final words. So who wants to go first?
Oh, okay. I'll go first. So I'd like to send you guys all off with, of course, a Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'd like to send you guys off with a little bit of words. You know, some guys' words. Next year is a new year. You don't want to not do anything. You need to change how you did this year. Even if you did really good this year. Everybody did that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do better than you did this year, next year, because it's a new year.
Thank you. All right.
I'm going to need some time at the table. I'm going to need some time.
Yeah.
So let's move on to the next person.
Okay.
Now.
So, Nzinga, final words. You want to say goodbye to our listeners?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Go ahead.
Bye.
You want to say any words to them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else do you want to say?
So, that means we have to be calm and brave so we can protect ourselves from monsters.
Ooh, I love that. Be calm and brave so you can protect yourself from monsters. My words for you guys, again, is just remember who you are. Remember what you are. You are a spiritual being living in a physical body. And these are the times to acknowledge that so you could live your truest experience. You could have the best time and just live to your fullest capacity. Sending you guys mad love and thank you for being with us.
Yes, that was good, Dad. Well, you know, goodbye, everyone. Till next time. You might see us again on the morning detour.
Power hour. You guys are dropping any show.
That was it. The Empower Hour. You might see us again. Wow. Have a good New Year's. Wow. Get some ice.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Blessed love, Montreal, and by extension, the world. Thank you very much for bearing with us in these past few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much to the Empower Hour team and the CKUT team. All the best of the new year. Shout out to my Westcan family.
Woo-hoo!
All right, keeping culture alive. You guys keep doing the thing. All the best, Montreal, for the new year. I don't think I'll be on the radio again in 2022.
Yes, you will. Woohoo!
Okay, all right. Take care.
And last but very, very far from the least, the one and only
Anisha.
Thank you. So, as the new year is coming, like Phenomenal was saying, we must evolve and must be something else than what we were this year. We must change ourselves. We must progress in life. So follow your dreams. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's something that a lot of people don't do. A lot of people live in this weird, I guess, aroma of life, and they kind of just live their day by day doing the same thing. Switch it up, you know, be different, be you, be yourself. I'd like to thank my mom, my little brother, and my sister back at home. I'm so proud of them for what they've accomplished, and I know they're going to accomplish more this year. I'm also very happy and very proud of the family that I'm with here right now as well. Mm-hmm. They've done always a great job in life, and they're going to keep doing it. And I'm very proud of everyone else who's following their dreams and living their life. Mm-hmm. Hold tight.
Word up. So that guy. Mad love to you guys. Enjoy the rest of the day. Louise, it's yours.
Mm-hmm. It's the Coogee.
Wait a minute. That's too fast.
Now what?
Kick it over here, baby pop.
CKUT. Yo. Yo, this is for your mind, soul, and spirit. Plus your positive vibes. Masters at work, you gotta hear it. And West Indian rhythms on Saturday night. Roots, rock, reggae, I keep it tight. Man, child, hitting switches, keep it right. Disciple on a Friday. Psalms of soul, I do it my way. With ill groove on Sunday, I gotta say one way. We stick together. It's for unity in the community on CKUT at 90.3. Man, child, and John Fish. We give you that musical wish to put more music in that dish. So listen to your radio station and simply turn it on. CKUT, word is born, word is born. Y'all enjoy yourselves. Love you, Montreal. Tune into CKUT.
Are you age 60 and over? Now's the time to make your appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best
way to
stay
protected longer. So, before we do anything, I would normally be the one to bless you guys, but seeing today's a special show, we are going to be blessed by our substitute chief enlightening officer, Huey Freeman.
Good morning, everyone. Hope everyone's having a wonderful Thursday morning. I want to thank the ancestors for having us all present at this moment. I want to thank our spirits and the God inside of us for guiding everybody together so we could all film or record this beautiful morning show.
Hotep, amen, ashe! All right, everybody. So this is the OFC Business Zone. For those who do not know, the OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub and Network. Please think of us first for all your community and your business needs. And as you guys know, this is the Business Zone where we like to just bring you that melanated excellence. So we've had a series over the last couple of weeks. We've been, as we've already mentioned in the past, we have the OFC business team that is growing and is doing awesome things. And one of the mandates we said is we're going to make it a point to interview every business that is a part of the business team, just so that the community gets to know a little bit more about them and what's going on in the community. So I have two amazing guests with us today. I have Sister Marion Lowe and Brother Abdu. And they're from the Passerelle. So I want to introduce them. So with no further ado, Abdu, if you want to take the floor, yay! My own homemade hand claps. So welcome to the Empower Hour. Thanks for being on with us.
Yes, welcome. Bonjour tout le monde. Salut. Je me présente, je m'appelle Abdoulaye Tam de Passerelle Global, slash Bridger. Notre organisation a commencé, ça fait même pas un an. Et personnellement, moi, je viens de l'Afrique de l'Ouest. J'ai arrivé à l'âge de 12 ans ici, j'ai grandi ici. Et la majorité de ma vie, j'ai vécu au Canada. Et l'idée est partie un peu de partir cette organisation avec la présidente Marion McLean pour amener ce que j'ai reçu ici à la communauté en général, ici et ailleurs. Et c'est ça notre mission, c'est d'amener à faciliter la vie des gens dans le futur, par l'éducation évidemment. Moi, mon background au niveau de ma carrière en général, c'est en construction, un peu de petite enfance aussi et un peu de préposé aux bénéficiaires. Présentement, je me dirige vers pour être conseiller en sécurité financière et c'est ça. Au fond, en général, ma vie se tourne autour d'aider le monde beaucoup, j'ai remarqué, et c'est pour ça qu'on a parti ce projet avec la présidente Marion McLean qui va se présenter. Merci. Merci de votre présence.
Yes. C'est formidable, formidable. Bienvenue. Merci encore.
Merci tout le monde. My name is Marion Lo McLean, as you've heard before. I have lived in Canada for a little bit over 50 years. But what do I want you to know about me mostly is that I am for the people, by the people. All of my life has been in community service. I am a teacher. I was trained to be a teacher. I worked for more than 30 years with the Protestant School Board of Greater Montreal as a teacher. But while I was doing that, I side by side, community life became my thing. So right away, as I arrived in Canada, one of the first organizations that a group of us got together and started in my apartment was the Quebec Board of Black Educators. For us, education is the root, R-O-O-T and R-O-U-T-E to freedom. And when we came here, we realized that our children were not free. Our children could not self-actualize because the expectations for them were they would become, or as we would say in the Caribbean, hewers of wood and drawers of water. And we decided, no, we are their role model. And so Quebec Board of Black Educators started in 1970, and it is still functioning today. And I'm proud to say that it has brought not only good things to many, many young people, but we gave something to the community. And one of the things we gave was summer school. Summer school never existed until we said to the government, we want your help, but since you agree that our grades are too low, we need a system to raise our grades, and summer school and after school will be what we will do. We will test them. And in those days, 50% was the pass mark. And if they came within the 5% range when they failed at the high school level, then we would bring them up and above. And we have been extremely successful at doing that. I have been part of many startup organizations like the, let's say, which one I want to think of first, the not the Colored Women's Club, but the Black Theater Workshop. Mm-hmm. I have been a president of the Colored Women's Club. I am now a distinguished woman in that in 2003, the Centre des Femmes gave me an award for Woman of Distinction. And that, I want to let you know, there were two other women. One was a nun and one was a literary person. She opened the Blue Cafe for English writers. I won over those two. If I can win over a nun, I must persuade you that I have given to the community more and above than you can ever imagine. Mm-hmm. What am I doing now as giving back to humanity is Le Passerelle Global, which is an organization between Canada and West Africa. I do not know if you realize that French is a huge asset to Africa in that there are 24 of the 54 countries in Africa that are French speaking. Ghana, as a leader in Africa, realizes that it needs French in order to become a true part of the Francophonie. If you go and do the research for ECOWAS, you will see that Ghana is there, but underrepresented because they do not have French as one of their official commercial languages. So what happened? The last president, and I don't remember his name, decided that French would become an official language because they need that their people are efficient in French as they are in English, and so they can do good business and represent Ghana. So I went to the embassy in 2019 actually, wanting to go to Ghana for a visit. And I talked with the ambassador there, and he said, oh, you're from Quebec. So we have a problem. Most of us have intellectual French, but we cannot speak French. So what can we do to help? And I went home and I thought about it, went back to see them in January of 2029. My vice president, Abdu, went with me. And we agreed, we gave them a presentation of how we would start a project in Ghana. I went to Ghana in February of 2020, and I happened to stay there for 8 months. COVID kept me there, but for a good reason, because it allowed us to become established as an incorporation in Ghana. And right now, this is 2021. We have been more than 8 months in two projects in Ghana. We are serving more than 200 children. And I would love to be able to show you videos of the children performing, because we did intensive French with them. They are now getting ready and are able to meet with their peers who are more economically affluent, to be with them side to side in French, because they had a start at the grassroots level. We plan to continue. Right now in Ghana, we have just acquired an office, and we are looking forward to employing now people to work in our office and to extend our services beyond just the children. We're also starting a third project in Ghana, in another area of Ghana, in the area called Kita, the Volta region. That is another region of Ghana. We're starting a project there too in January. So we will now be having three projects in Ghana, and we are growing. We now want to give lessons to adults. We also want to bring in adults who are in the industries, for example, in the medical profession and all the other industries, to start working with them and teaching them French that will be adapted to their working place. We hope to open an area with translation, and the list goes on. Another most important thing that we are going, this is my total interview and then I'll let Abdu speak, is the people who work with us as teachers. They're not trained teachers, but because they come from either French-speaking countries or because they went to school in French, they are an asset to the school system there. But talk about abuse, especially in the private system. Many of them will work for months and never get paid. And they are really, yes. So what we have decided to do for La Passerelle Global and our volunteers is to offer them an online course, which is a certified course in French, to teach French as another language. So far, one of our volunteers has acquired the certificate. It's the certificate comes out of Europe, and it is recognized all over the world. So we have one, and we're hoping as time go by that more of our volunteers will take this opportunity. This is one of the places
sorry for cutting. This is amazing, amazing stuff. The program, is it a program? You said it's from Europe, the program? Or is it
something that has a social media? It's called Avilan. Program, that the online program that that is available, is from Europe, and it's called Cavillam. I think it's from France.
Yes.
Okay. But are you guys associated to the program as well, or it's just a program you guys found that works and you guys have the teachers?
It works. And what we do is we ask our volunteers to apply, and then we pay for it. It's like 49 euros per course.
Okay, beautiful. Wow. Okay. Sorry for cutting you. It's just a lot of awesome things you guys have going on. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Before I let Abdu have his chance, the other last area that we plan to work in is with migrants. Many of the migrants who are French speaking who come to Ghana, called Gold Coast, because they come to work, but many of them do not have enough English. And many of them do not know their way around. And so they again become lost in the system, because they have no viable means of accessing the system because of a language barrier. So one of the things we plan to do in helping is to teach English as soon as we can as to many of these migrants, and to help them with their careers. how to access the different systems there in order to become economically viable and to have a good quality of life and to be accepted in the society. But it's a big challenge at this point for these people, many of them.
Wow. What you're doing is so commendable. Like, I have to say, like, because the seeds that you're planting in individuals and the power that you're giving them is, like I like to call it, is enough to change their lives. Like being able, yes, to access even different languages, like as you guys know, we have the OFC here, and one of our main things was bridging that gap between the French and English speaking melanated community and ensuring that you know that we didn't have that language barrier, because certain people at the beginning used to see learning French as a, you know, as a negative, like it was a task and something being, like, you know, forced on them. But it's a power, like being able to communicate and, you know, to be bilingual is a power. Certain people are trilingual, right? And like, so,
yes,
so that is huge. Like, I commend what you're doing. It's awesome. And it's going to be changing lives. So thank that's you. Huge. So Abdul, so what role do you play in this, Abdul?
Yeah, for now, I'm a support the president, because she's our fire. We follow her on the path, because she carry all the program, almost all the program, but we dare to help her.
C'est pas la langue, pardon. C'est pas la langue française aussi. C'est pas la langue. On est complètement bilingue.
Okay. Super. C'est ça. Je la supporte le mieux que je peux, et parce que côté expérience, c'est sûr, comme elle a expliqué, elle a beaucoup de background au niveau des organisations et tout. Moi, lorsque elle m'a parlé du projet, j'avais le goût d'aider du monde. Et je me suis dit, il n'y a pas meilleur professeur qu'elle, puisqu'elle a été aussi. Et on est là présentement, oui, par rapport au programme que je vais mettre en place, ça va être ici aussi au Canada un peu, et surtout à l'extérieur, c'est sûr, ça va être une continuité. Comme j'ai été immigrant, les nouveaux immigrants y arrivent régulièrement ici, mais au niveau de s'occuper de comment les intégrer à la société rapidement pour qu'ils soient fonctionnels et s'adaptent, c'est ça que je vais mettre en plan pour l'année peut-être prochaine, pour que ça puisse être un programme qu'on puisse mettre en branle. Et dans ce programme-là, il y aura beaucoup de... Je me vois comme un exemple de ce résultat-là d'intégration. Et dans ma propre valeur, et dans les valeurs de la société que je suis. Et c'est pour faciliter les nouveaux arrivants aussi à s'adapter dans leur nouvelle réalité. Et ça facilite aussi leur évolution, les enfants et tout le processus qui a rapport à l'immigration en général. C'est cela.
This is so huge. Like, I love this so much. Like, again, everything you guys are doing is very much close to my heart, because the fact it is empowering others, supporting people in need, trying to change people's lives and their circumstances. So definitely, like, I love what you guys are doing. So now, before I ask you, like, how we could help as a community, I'm curious to know, what does Le Passerelle mean?
It means an open door. It's actually, it's like a bridge. It's bringing people together. And it's an open door. It's in the simplest meaning, an open door.
Nice. I love that. Okay, cool. So now, as you guys know, so the show, we're on the Empower Hour, and this is the Business Zone. I'd like to make it a point to reach out to the community. How can we help? How can the listeners help? How can the community help? How can we get involved? What can we do to support the organization and the great work that you're doing?
I will say, one, we need more volunteers on our team to match with those in Ghana to develop programs. That's one. Okay. We need people with the skills, educational skills, who can help us to develop online programs. That's another. We also would like to connect with the young people so that we can, instead of just exporting culture, we can import culture. So we are bridging, and that's Le Passerelle. We're bridging both sides. So we'd love that the young people would join us. For example, we have classes there. How would the young people here like to connect with the children or young people there to exchange cultural situations and to grow together as an inclusive way of not just exporting, importing, and becoming inclusive? The funding,
you know what that reminds me of?
Pardon?
Oh, sorry. It reminds me of when I was younger, I had a pen pal. in another, it was when I was in elementary school, right? And yes. So it's as you say that, I just got the memories right now. It's like I had forgotten about that. And it was so cool to connect with somebody from another country. Like, and we were writing physical letters, you know, obviously very back in the days, but it was really cool to receive stuff. And they sent like little gifts, like, so I could understand more about their culture. And like, I was in Canada, but my parents are from Trinidad. So we had sent back some stuff about, you know, me and stuff like that. So that is an awesome, awesome initiative. Okay, so I'm definitely looking forward to seeing if maybe we could get more families and children involved in that. Because I think having some kind of pen pal relationship, and nowadays it's so much easier with technology and stuff like that.
Exactly.
But it's really, really cool to do that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So with the technology we have, you can actually see the person. In your days, I had pen pals to all over the world, and it was always such a pleasure to hear from them. Now we have the Zoom and other means of electronically seeing one another, talking one another, working with one another. I can teach you a dance from Ghana while I am here in Canada, and vice versa. I can teach you some of my languages, vice versa. I can show you my foods and tell you how to make it, vice versa. So there is so much more power. And I want within OFC and out of OFC to have parents and young people, college students or university students, elementary students, to approach us to see how we can develop that. And most of all, we are a nonprofit organization. So if we would love in funding of any kind, for example, we just sent over 200 boxes to Ghana of electronic things, books, French and English, and many, many, many more items. Without Abdu, I'll tell you, I could not have done it. He was the greatest packer. Everything got there on time and in good shape. Mm-hmm. So So we are looking for support also when we're looking at, so we're going to be sending again. So if there are things that books in French, books in English, bicycles you don't want anymore, that you've grown out, roller skates, whatever things you have grown out and they're in still good condition, we would love to have. And we'd also, with shipping, we would like donations towards financial donation, because shipping is quite expensive. And I want to let you know that a lot of times here in Canada, for example, milk gets thrown out. I studied it, I know, in economic geography, because the farmers will tell you it costs too much to give it away for free. Mm-hmm. So if people believe in donating and sending things, I would also ask that they give a contribution of cash to help to pay for the shipping.
Beautiful.
Or beautiful. Would you like to fund a child? Because we have children in the program, would you like to donate to a child who cannot afford? We pay 10 cedis. Each child who can pays 10 cedis to register. There are children who can't even afford the 10 cedis. So would you want to pay? 10 cedis would be about, maybe $2.
$2.
It's very small. So you'd be giving like $1 per child or less if we work it out.
Guys,
because 4.5 cedis make $1.
Yeah.
So one tenth of is 40 cents.
Oh my gosh. Now, if this is something, this is not a far reach. This is not a hard thing to do, people. Like, as you're listening to this interview, as you're hearing what Sister Mary's been doing and the efforts and the work she's doing, you could spare $2 to sponsor a child. All right, at the very least, all right.
Yes.
You know, and dig a little deeper, to go past the $2 and reach for at least a 20, because honestly, like, the cost of the shipping is what it is. And just being able to help all these children is exceptional. So now, how do we get in contact with you guys? How do we reach you guys? How do we donate? How do we follow up? How do we make this happen?
Good question. Our phone numbers, we have 2-438-866-0349. That's our office number.
Hold on.
I know
our listeners are listening and they're saying, oh wait, hold on, wait, I'm trying to grab a pen, I'm trying to punch you into my phone. You gotta give them a minute. Okay, all right, they have their phones now, they're ready to take the number again. All right, let's give them the number one more time and slowly, so they can get
3-8-866-0349. Abdu, you want to give it in French?
Yes. 438
4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8 4 3 8
Okay, got it.
Nice. Mary, you put, Mary flipped it on you. Mary covered the French too.
Oh, no, she's, yeah. You know, I'm surprised about it. But
we also have a website. Abdou, you remember a website?
Yes, lepasserelleglobale.org.
How do you spell the passerelle for the listeners? Passerelle?
Le passerelle, yeah. It's, yeah, lepasserelleglobale.org.
The spelling.
Passerelle for me?
Okay, spelling, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Au français.
No, English first, and then after.
English. Yeah, English first, then French.
Okay. Let's go for the English side. Go after I'm doing in French.
Go ahead, Marion.
L-E-S, mm-hmm. Passerelle is P-A-S-S-E-R-E-L-L-E-S, le passerelle. Global is G-L-O-B-A-L-E, no S. It's grammatically not right, but we are not living in a perfect world. So we left the S off.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's Le Passerelle Global. We also have an email address.
Yes.
It's Le Passerelle Org, the same word, L E S P A S S E R E L L E S O R G, Le Passerelle Org, one word, @gmail.com.
Yes, that is amazing. Abdou, did you want to do it in French one more time after this? The last thing I'm going to want you guys to leave us with is some empowering words for our community. So go ahead.
Okay, Le Passerelle. L-E-S-P-A-S-S-E-R-E-L-L-E-S. Global, G-L-O-B-A-L. Et pour le email, c'est ça. Passerelle.org. @commercialgmail.com.
Amazing. So as we're concluding now, I like to put our guests on the spot and see that this is our show is called the Empower Hour. So do you guys have some empowering words that you'd like to leave for the community?
Yes.
Go ahead, Abdou. Go ahead, please.
And then we finish with the president. Okay. Mm-hmm. For me, it's
en français?
Yeah, oui. Pour moi, les passerelles globales, c'est ça. Comme on a dit en anglais, c'est connecter les peuples. Et en connectant les peuples, on élimine les difficultés, car on a le pouvoir de changer, d'aider les gens à améliorer leur vie. C'est juste un petit geste, mais des fois, les petits gestes ont plus d'impact que des gros gestes. Et les gens, souvent, se limitent par le fait que il minimise la petite action qui peut faire une grosse différence. Comme qu'on parlait du 1$ ou 2$ pour juste aider un enfant à avoir accès à notre système, à notre programme, ça peut faire des différences et je crois en ça et je crois qu'on a le pouvoir de changer le monde. Je veux juste participer du mieux de la manière qu'on peut. Merci à tous.
Thank you. I want to say the old cliche, you teach one to fish and that person becomes independent for his or her life. But if you give one a fish, you are not enabling the person, you're taking away the person's power. Therefore, as La Passerelle Global, we are here to teach you how to find your dreams, manifest your dreams, and become the next generation that will ensure that we're economically, mentally, physically, and emotionally, and spiritually viable, powerful human beings. Education is never wasted. Whatever you do gives you an open eye to see the world with bigger eyes, and therefore to create be more creative. Thank you very much.
Wow, that was a powerful interview, guys. For those who just tuned in, thank you so much for listening and for taking part in this with this interview. This has been another amazing, amazing OFC Business Zone. We want to again thank the rest of the team of the Empower Hour. Thank CKUT 9.3 FM for giving us this opportunity. And I want to just continue to wish a huge success to La Passerelle. You guys are doing amazing things, and I just ask that life continues to bless you guys, continue to open doors, and I look forward to all the donations and support that you guys are going to be getting from the community. So with that, peace and much love, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The spread of the COVID-19 virus and its variants has become critical. For everyone's well-being, contact must be kept to a minimum, and health measures must continue, including washing your hands, keeping your distance, and wearing a mask. If you have symptoms, get tested and self-isolate at home. This effort is essential. For more information, visit quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
I'm here to big up DJ Worm. I don't know Kenny Blessing. I said, doing to the world. Up top.
A little something for the G's and make a few ends as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party's still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got some freaks in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you gonna do? I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and blow the dough. But
for what? We don't love them now.
Yeah. So we gon' blow a house to this. G's up, freeze up for a second, now bounce to this. Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Lived above the buildings that I was hustling on, that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. I told my people to the struggle, you know what I'm saying? So,
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Yeah. Sipping on private stock way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The ha, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Peace to Ron G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, you know.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.